Time to have a look at the meeting in Launceston on Friday night here on From the Stables. And leading driver Mark Yell joins us online to have a look at his drives on the nine race card. How are you going, Mark?
Yeah, good, thanks, Duncan. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's get straight into it. The first event on the card, you've got the drive here on Amendment 13. He's had two runs in the state and hasn't been disgraced in either of those.
Nah, both his runs have had merit. I thought he went really good at Hobart when he made up good ground and then just found it tough to get into the race at Devonport last week. But he's a big type, so it was a bit hard for him to get around the track, I think. So, yeah, no, he looks to get in pretty well. There's a bit of speed on the front line. So, yeah, no, he should be an each-way chance.
Race number two on the card. You've got the drive here on Frosty Flyer, who's won two out of his last four. He's finished runner-up his last two, and I don't think he lost any admirers in Devonport last start.
No, a huge run last week at Devonport. I rolled the dice and made a mid-race move when they dropped anchor up front and, yeah, was just cut down late by one that got a cheap run. So, yeah, he hasn't had much luck, that's for sure. He ran into the shallows and then that and has to take on the shallows again here. So, tremendous amount of respect for that horse. So, it's going to be tough.
Race number three is a rating 55 to 63 event where you've got the drive on My Celebrity for your brother Ben. First up in the state is this four-year-old gelding, and I see you drove him in a recent carriage trial.
I didn't. My brother Tim did. I had another commitment I had to go to, but they got that wrong in the results. But, yeah, no, I've driven him in track work, and his track work's been promising. He's only lightly raced, so, yeah, no, everything points towards him running a nice forward race. I think he'd be a bit of a chance.
Okay, it's another cross to the trial results there. Race number four is the Launceston Discretionary. Got a good reason. He was probably entitled to win on the run he had in Devonport, but he was still impressive in doing it.
Yeah, I was really happy with the run. I wasn't quite sure exactly how he was going to go. I thought if he could lead and not cop too much pressure, he'd be a chance. But he took it a little while to get settled in and start eating properly at my place. So, you know, he was still, I don't think he was at 100%, so it'll be really good to see how he goes here. He stepped away really well at the trial, so I just hope that he could step away and put himself into a good position, and from there he should give a good showing.
How did he come through the run from Devonport last week?
Yeah, no, he seems to have handled the run really well. He's ate up since, and his work's been really nice through the week.
Race number five on the card, Mark, is the Harry Holgate Memorial Final, where you've got the drive on Sweet Luck. This five-year-old mare has won one race this season and finished fifth behind Resurgent Storm after doing a little bit of work in the heat here last start.
Yeah, we made a mid-race move just when that dropped anchor through that first quarter last time out. I think she's been a little bit unlucky not to have won a couple more. Her run in Hobart was really promising in that mare's race where, you know, she probably didn't get the best of the handicaps. I was really happy with her. If she can get a nice run forward, I think she'll be a rough little chance there.
Over to race number six, where you've got the driver Mystery Rider, finished second in Devonport last time out, and there's always competitive in this sort of 30 to 50 rated grade.
Yeah, she was an absolute moral beating last week in Devonport. She galloped at the start. Galloped at the start and missed away. Then I went up the fence and then I got checked severely, turned into the back straight and lost about 20 metres and, you know, ran on really well but just peaked a little bit up the straight. So even though I've got a really hard draw over a mile, we're definitely in good form.
Race seven, the Neptune Kids, first up in the state, comes up with barrier number one. Have you had the chance to drive this pacer in track work?
No, I haven't had really anything to do with this one. I'll be spotting it for the first time at the races on Sunday night, but it gets the good draw, so, yeah, we'll see what happens.
And your last driver of the night is Wave the Hats in a race that looks thin on winning chances. He finished third at St Mary's. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it was a really, really promising run at St Mary's. Did a lot wrong. Surprised everyone to run third, but if he starts to put it all together, he could really turn the corner. We'll see what happens.
One to keep an eye on down the track. Mark, what's the best winning chance from your book of drives in Launceston on Sunday night?
Oh, look, to be honest, I couldn't really pick one out. Got a lot of even sort of chances, so it just depends which one gets the best run. Really looking forward to seeing how my horse goes And also, I'd like to see Mystery Rider get a bit of change of luck. So, one of those two, hopefully.
Well, Mark, you've got a number of good winning chances on the Launceston card. I wish you the very best of luck, and thanks for your time here on From the Stables.
No worries, Duncan. Thanks very much.